So we are starting to speak about what St. Paul said. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. لتتعلم المرأة بسكوت في كل خضوع. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Which and he... في أخناق معك. أنا عارف في أخناق في الأخ. Chapter 2 and verse 9. Verse 9. التيموثاوس الأولى. Chapter 2. Starting from verse 9. Yes. Now, in light manner, مين يقرأ لنا تاني ولد؟ يعني Mark, can start to read? Yeah. Now.
In like manner also, let the woman adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works.
Thank you. Yes.
Let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
With all submission, yeah? And not.
And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
Yes. Kamil, for Adam.
For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
Somebody thinks that this paragraph is putting the man in a superior place over a woman. Actually, I will establish and I will say to you that there is, from the beginning of the scripture, from the beginning of the Holy Scripture, there is complete equality between man and woman. And this we can find from the very beginning, chapter 2, book of Genesis, when He started to said, God started to said, it is not good that man should be alone. It is not good. يعني ده رأي ربنا. الكلام اللي قاله ربنا. It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Talata? Verse 18, yes. Verse 18, chapter 2, verse 18. Fin verse 18, you already? Yes, verse 18. The Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to... What is the meaning of comparable?
Just a question.
Yeah?
The guy gets blessed.
Why did God say that man was alone?
No. يعني the birds can find their fellows. The animals, their fellows. كل حاجة double. يعني there are from their kinds they found يعني from the same kinds they found friends and pairs. But for a man, from his nature, according to his nature, according to himself as human being, he was alone. He was alone. And God said that it was not good, or it is not good for Adam to be alone. Is this يعني, clear? I think. Then God said that I have to make a helper, and this helper to be comparable to him. What is the meaning of comparable? في العربي مكتوبة نظير. نظير يعني مساوي. مساوي. So the equality is from the beginning. The equality is from the beginning. And it is actually through all the Bible, through all the Holy Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, we shall confirm this equality between man and woman. There is no superiority of man. There is no difference in value. There is no difference in glory. There is no difference in dignity. Both are equal in the sight of God. Both are equal in the sight of God. I will not say just few words to علشان يعني ما نعملش خناقة, لكن I will confirm it through our study as I will show you now. طلع لنا دلوقتي كورنثوس الأولى 11:11. Saint Paul, when he discussed this matter, he said very important verse. He himself who said what he said to Timothy, also he said, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man. First Corinthians, يعني قال كده بالعربي ان الرجل ليس من دون المرأة ولا المرأة من دون الرجل. يعني ايه من دون؟ حتى عارف يعني اقل, يعني المرأة مش اقل وما هياش independent عنه. يبقى nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. And also the verse, second verse اللي ليها بعد كده 12. Yes. He said, for as woman come. أو came. He came. Yes. As woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman. But all things are from God. يعني إيه؟ يعني in the first, God, in order to make Eve, what did he do? It is said here. In verse 21 في book of Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, أوقع عليه سبات, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made him to a woman, and then he brought her to Adam. So, as St. Paul here said, as woman came from Adam, it is very obvious, it is very clear that Eve came from Adam, from one of his ribs, after God caused sleep, deep sleep to fall on Adam, he took the rib, and then he made this rib a woman and brought her to Adam. And that is why Adam was very pleased with her and said, this is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. So not only the woman came from a man, but also I remind you, every man, however this man is poor or rich, great, a king, a patriarch, he comes through a woman. Is it right? لازم كل واحد له أم. ما ينفعش يجي من غير أم. Each man comes through a woman. And here St. Paul is putting something which is very, very important. This thing is that as woman came from a man, or from man, even so man also comes through woman. So, everything, they are equal in all things, in dignity, in glory, in value, and so. What is the difference between man and woman? Even according to the scripture, the difference is not in the value. The difference is not in dignity. The difference is not in glory. But the difference is in the role of each. The difference is in the responsibility of each. The difference is in the function of each of them. كل واحد له دور, كل واحد له مسؤولية, كل واحد له وظيفة. But there is no superiority from one to another. This is very important. And I will mention you now. Along the Old Testament, we shall see some women. And these women were actually great. Some of them were prophetess. نبي يعني prophetess. Some of them were prophet. Some of them was a judge. Some of them played a very important role in saving her people. And I will mention you, and you can say to me, who give me now an example of a prophetess? عايز example لبروفت نبي حنة النبية دي في العهد القديم وعصرة العهد yes أنا the daughter of فلوئيل she was prophetess يعني في عندنا not only prophet but also prophets this is one point and the other عايز حاجة تاني ها
دبورة
دبورة دبورة أو اسمها كده بنقول عليها بالعربي دبورة أعتقد اسمها إيه بالله
Deborah
was not only a prophetess, but she was also a judge. She was the leader of her people. She was the leader. She was a judge. And another example, Mary, the son of Moses and Aaron. Of Aaron, the sister of Mary, the sister of Moses and Aaron. She is called Mary, the prophetess. And we have also Esther, and we have also Ruth. Those are great and so many examples. So the Old Testament is full of examples of great women, but. To be honest, none of them had the honor or the gift of being a priest. Priesthood is forbidden or is only for men, not women. Not because men are superior, but because, as I said to you, it is a matter of responsibilities. A matter of function, a matter of nature. The nature of man differs from the nature of a woman. And not only I will speak about Mary, the daughter of Moses, and Deborah, and Ruth, and so and so, but I will say to you, the bride of the pride of our race. The most honored one in all the human being is a woman. It is Saint Mary. And even Saint Mary was not a priest. She was not a priest. So I would like to emphasize and to focus on a certain point. There is complete equality. And the difference is in the role, in the function, in the responsibility. And that's why the Holy Book gave me and gave you examples of great women along the history of the Old Testament. And we gave now some examples. And above all, however, in the Old and in the New Testament, Saint Mary is the pride of our race. This is a very important point. Up to, I will give you an example. لو إيهاب جاب دلوقتي جويل يوئيل chapter 2. لو جاب لي جويل chapter 2. be very important. Chapter 2. And verse 28. دي هتلاقوها على فكرة في برضو Book of Acts. And Joel was prophesizing about the day of Pentecost. It shall be afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Please, خدوا بالكم الكلام ده. And your sons and your daughters. Is it clear? Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see vision. And also I will pour out my spirit on the slaves and on the slave woman. سواء sons and daughter, سواء slaves أو slaves, slave woman. اللي بيقولها في العربي وعلى عبيدي وإمائي. العبيد اللي هم الذكور والإماء اللي هم الإيه؟ الإناث الستات. So it is a prophecy about the pour of the Holy Spirit upon all people without differentiation, without discrimination. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and this all flesh, your sons, your daughters, and slaves and slave women. Complete equality. And I will reveal a very important point to you. And this very important point, I shall أدوخ عليها شوية. إيهاب معايا؟ حلوة إيه شال أدوخ دي؟
هتكون شوف الكتب القانونية التانية.
شوف. بيتر، سان بيتر، الرسالة الأولى. Chapter 3 and verse 7. It is very important. It is very important to know this. Or to focus on this. Chapter 7. يقول إيه؟ Likewise, بيكلم على الهزبند. Husband live together according to knowledge, giving honor to the wives or to the wife as to the weaker vessel, the female, as truly being co-heirs, heirs, together of all grace of life. خلاص بصوا الحتة دي لغاية كده كويس. لغاية كده عادية. يعني الرجالة يبقوا ساكنين بحسب الفطنة مع النساء ويدوهم كرامة كالوارثات معهم نعمة الحياة. خدوا بالكم not cutting off your prayers. هي مكتوبة بطريقة تانية في ترجمة تانية so as your prayers may not be hindered. If a husband does not give honor to his wife as equal to him, his prayers will not be able to enter to the throne of God. It will be hindered. That your prayers be not hindered. Is it clear? I am putting before each of you a biblical facts. And this biblical facts is that without giving I as a husband, as a man, without giving honor to my wife as a heir to the grace of life, of the grace of life, my prayers will not be acceptable. My prayer may be hindered. هتعاق صلواتكم. يعني I think these are very important examples. Not only a great woman I gave you as example, زي مثلا Deborah and so. And not only the woman or man is يعني مبقاش independent. Neither is man independent of woman nor a woman independent of man. But actually my prayers will not be acceptable, will be hindered or may be hindered if I don't give the honor to my wife. انا عمال احكم حوالين الموضوع لسه ما دخلتش فيه لكن I am putting basic lines. خلاص؟ Yes. Weaker vessels, he's. Weaker vessels here concerning the nature of the woman. She is an emotional person. As I said to you, it is a matter of nature, it is a matter of role, it is a matter of responsibility, and here the word weaker vessels means they are delicate woman, emotionally person. It is not a defect. It is not a defect. And I will say to you another thing. This thing which is when God started or thought of making Eve, all of you knew what happened. He, as it is written here, عمل إيه يعني God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and then Adam slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and bring a woman to him. Actually, this, what happened with Adam the first. What happened with Adam the second? You know who mean Adam the second?
Jesus Christ.
God the Father caused a deep sleep for Adam the second. And this deep sleep was not just a sleep, it was a death. And as the side of Adam the first was open, and Eve came from out of this side, also the side of Adam the second also was open while he was in a deep sleep, which is this. فاكرين? لما اتفتح جنبه through the sphere. And from this side, from the side of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was sleeping deeply, the sleep of death, came out water and blood. It is the church. That church has been found from water and blood. It is born, newly born, through water and sanctified through blood. And the same as Eve came out from the side of Adam the first, that church also came out from the side of Adam the second. And that's why St. Paul make a very great link between the two. And he said that each one of you had to love his wife as just as Jesus loved the church. The same. This is another point. أنا برضو ما دخلتش في الموضوع. So one of them, the prayers of Adam, of any man, may be hindered if he does not give honor to his wife. The main commandments given for a man towards his wife was to love her. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ offered. Our Lord Jesus Christ loved the church. عشان كده هتجيب لنا أفسس 5. أفسس 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and starting from verse 25, Look what Saint Paul giving commandments to any husband. Husbands, love your wives. This is the main commandment. Love your wife. If we can go also through verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. And verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. أنا جبت لكم ثلاثة love his wife in one chapter. Because this is the main commandments. And also nevertheless, the main commandments to women is to be هات لي أنا أخش على الخناقة دلوقتي. 5:22. Yes, 33 برضو هنلاقيها. Yes, 33 and 22. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband. Submit. Yet for a husband, he always say, love your wife. For a woman, هقولكم دلوقتي يعني ايه submit.
خدوا الأولى وسابوا الثانية يا بول. خدوا الأولى وسابوا الثانية.
Submit.
سأل
بس يا
بس يا أندرو.
قلت إيه يا واد أنا ما سمعتش.
Sisters, submit yourself to your brothers.
And verse 33 لو سمحت. Part of verse, nevertheless, let every one of you love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence or submit يعني, to her husband. طيب هات لي تاني بقى بطرس الأولى ثلاثة بطرس. Respect. مكتوب في respect طبعا في هقولها لكم respect دي جاية في رسالة بولس. في رسالة بولس فلتها برجلها اللي هي respect his her wife her husband. بطرس الأولى 3:1 بطرس الأولى إصحاح 3 verse. Not only Saint Paul على فكرة هذه هنشوف Saint Peter هو. Likewise wives be in subjection to your own husband. So that وهنا هيتكلم على حاجة تاني الدور بقى the role of a wife. The role of wife. So long as أنا بشرح بقى حاجة دلوقتي. So long as all these items of equality, of giving honor to wife in equal to the husband, where is the problem? Why did St. Paul was stiff? A little bit stiff. مش عارف a little bit ولا أكتر شوية. In this subject, concerning the teaching in the or learn in silence or so and so. The problem, and actually this has to be well known. The problem is that in these cities there were Gentiles, not Jews. And in this Gentile community there were a lot of المعابد الوثنية يعني إيه؟
Idol temples.
And these temples for idols, the leader of them were women. The leaders were women. And the woman, she was teaching. She was offering sacrifices. Not only that, she was practicing. مش عارف هنقول ايه في كلمة وحشة.
Adultery
or fornication, even. Fornication. Fornication was one of the things to be done through worshiping these idols. And so these women were priests, كانوا كاهنات. not only were priests, they were teaching in the temples. Can we علمه? They were offering sacrifices. They were praying without covering their hairs. كانوا بيلبسوا لبس عريان خالص. يعني عفش بيسموه إيه بقى؟ هتلاحظوا. And that's why St. Paul started to speak about the adorn in apparel. Apparel. مش كده؟ Why? Because this woman as priests to the idol temples, teaching the others, teaching, and the practicing fornication. When Christianity entered these communities, some of these women accepted the faith. And unfortunately, they thought that they can do what they have done in the temple of idols. كانوا فاكرين ان هم ممكن يخشوا الكنيسه ويعملوا نفس اللي بيعملوه. To teach, to teach and to pray without covering his her hair and to do something which she used to do in the idol of temple. And that's why St. Paul has this very, very sharp and stiff. انتوا يعني انا برضو يعني اصل في سؤال لازم يفرض نفسه. Why St. Paul was obliged to say these very tough and very stiff words, which seems that it is against women, although all of us knew now, and of course St. Paul knew more than me and more than you, that both women and men are equal. وهو اللي قال مفيش عبد وحر. There is no slave and
master.
There is no Jewish and Gentile. There is no man and woman. All are one in Christ. So we can ask him why. Why to take this very, very, very stiff situation, which seems to be against women? No. It was a very, very special situation that some of these women accepting the faith, they thought, and all these communities were worshipping idols, and they do not have been washed completely from what they used to do. And that's why they thought that they can, the women, they can teach and they can raise their voice and they can take a role in leading or leadership of the church. And that's why St. Paul said that. No, I am not permitting women to teach or to raise her voice. That's why, between brackets, not to practice any priesthood role. ما تعلمش في الكنيسة. Yes, this is what was St. Paul was, while he was writing these letters, he was answering some, أو بيجيب حل لسام problems موجودة في الكنائس دي. Yes, yes, but the same base is that a woman can teach Sunday school and can teach the kids and can teach her kids and can teach في اجتماعات شباب, not in the church, not a role as a priest, because if woman to be given the gift of priesthood, I think the most one who worshipped this was Saint Mary. وصلت ميري. And I say to you, if you say, يعني هنا بنتكلم على التعليم في الكنيسة. Teaching in the church. Teaching or leading the church. Leading the church. As she was leading the worship in the idol temples. واخدين بالكم؟ فكانت يعني يبدو ان دي كل اللي قاله بولس الرسول was to treat some problems and these problems were actually present. And so he put these facts or these rules. He put these rules. And these rules is not that the woman is to be punished. يعني not to teach, it is a punishment. No. Not to teach in the church. Yes. But she has to teach her children and in Sunday school and so and so. And the woman may teach in the schools and in the universities. He is speaking concerning the church because these are pastoral epistles. دي رسائل رعوية. بعدها he sent it to bishops in order to put regulations and rules how to organize the church. So it is concerning the church, concerning the teaching in the church. And the teaching in the church, هيطلعها لنا دلوقتي إيهاب في ملاخي شابتر 2.
أنا معلش أسئلة. أوكي، أنا بفور الأسئلة أبونا.
نعم.
It's like if someone would like to leave, I don't know whether we should be leaving at this time actually, or we continue with that topic again because ten after two.
Pretty interesting conversation.
Okay, so if we agree that we have questions, is this more points you wanted to come?
More, ممكن نخليها بس أديهم الآية دي. أديهم الآية دي بس.
Before the questions.
Malachi.
We need to get to the questions.
Yes. Malachi 2:7. شوف يا جماعة بيقول إيه في ملاخي. It is the Holy Spirit and not me. For the priest's lips should guard knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. And he is the messenger of Jehovah of hosts. اللي هو مش كده؟ اللي هي شفتي الكاهن تحفظان معرفة ومن فمه يطلبون الشريعة لأنه رسول رب الجنود. This is a rule. And so if a woman want to teach, she can teach, but not in the church. Not to lead in the church. Not to be a priest. واخدين بالكم يا جماعة. Not to be a priest.
أبونا, I think the point is for the woman not to be a priest. Last year I saw in the seminar of the priest in Cairo on CTV, a woman was teaching about psychology and
yes.
youth to the priests in
yes.
the church. So
yes.
based on her degree and her knowledge, she can teach in her area of expertise, not as a priest in the church or to the laws of the
so
church.
So it is out.
It's more limited. More
yeah.
limited.
Yes, for yes. specific.
It is. أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة. يعني the woman's role. آه طبعا أنا عايزين نستمتع.
No, في كذا لا كذا question لكن.
بعد.
إحنا عايزين.
Open the floor to the question.
فادي كل الناس بتنادي. فادي هذا question.
قولي فادي.
فادي كل الناس.
I think it's a very interesting topic. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
But personally, I don't think, starting from the Old Testament, inequality between men and women is very, very, very clear from the Old Testament. First of all, from the creation story, God said that he was...
He created men first.
When he wanted to choose Eve, he did not just create her like he created Adam. He saw all of the animals. He was trying to choose... a partner from Adam, from the creatures that already existed. And then when he saw that, it's in the Bible. And when he said that he did not find any creature suitable for Adam, and then he decided to create Eve. And after this, in the Old Testament, it says that in Exodus, in Leviticus, in many parts, that for the men's lips, when a man was made a slave, he could be free after 6 months. After that, if a woman became a slave, she must remain a slave forever.
she cannot be free. لا عشان نطلع تجيب الآيات تجيب الشواهد يعني مش تجيب الشاهد. It's very important احنا نجيب الشاهد.
And why is that we get baptized after 80 days?
Why?
Why not 40 days?
yes. I know that these are some questions. Yes. These are some questions. For the question, first question, and go على Patty. بص يا جماعة. I think, for God to create Adam and Eve in the same way, this will cause a gap and separation. They are completely separate. God can create Eve from the dust of the earth as Amen. He created Adam. It is not an يعني عدم قدرة
in
God was capable to do this, but God Himself intended and insisted to do this in order to make this biological and psychological link between Adam and Eve. And this actually what happened. Adam felt that she is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. And that's why I found myself loving her because she is part of me. She is an extension of me. And this is to confirm how honorable is Eve. And more than to create her separately in the same way. This is one point. The other point, اللي هي اتقالت دلوقتي اللي هي 40 يوم و 80 يوم, صح؟ بص يا جماعة, هو بولس هنا قال حاجة, قال إن the woman deceived first. Deceived. She was deceived. هاتلي هي فين ال she was deceived first.
Genesis chapter
2. Not Genesis, St. Paul في تيموسي. تيموسي الأولان اللي احنا كنا بنقرأ, she was deceived first. Serpent couldn't dare, is not dare to go to Adam, but she went to
she was there. If the man was there first, he would have been deceived.
But everything happens for a reason.
No, actually the serpent thought to Eve on purpose.
انتوا هتتخانوا مش معايا مع بولس.
ما انت بتدافع عن بولس دلوقتي.
It is not Buddhist. Lana. لا لأن هي from Adam and Adam from dust. Yes. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. شوف هقول لكم حاجة. In order God to keep in mind that the first sin is not to be forgotten. The first sin not to be forgotten. زي ما قال داود في المزمور بتاعه, خطيئتي أمامي في كل حين. ها؟ اللي هي my my sin.
Is ever before me.
And so God wanted to put it in mind and not to forget it. And that's why when he in the Old Testament made 40 days for the purification, when the woman gave birth to a boy and 80 days to give for a girl, and still we keep it until now, not for the baby. The baby is ready to be baptized from the first day. And not because the woman is najasa, unclean here, more than uncleanness بتاعها الناحية التانية أو when she gave birth to a boy. But to keep in mind the first sin, not to forget it. It is not differentiation between boy and girl, but it is to keep it in mind that there was a sin, and this sin were through the deceive of the deception of a woman, and that's why God wants to make it always present in mind. لا مش عقاب للمرأة ده عقاب للإنسان as a whole to still remember his fault, his sin. معلش يا
أبونا النقطة
the point
لا لا من ناحية صحية nothing is difference. مفيش حاجة مفيش أي فرق خالص. Medical from the medical point of view nothing differs from this and that.
We can baptize the baby girl before 80 days.
Even from the first
day.
From the first day, he can be baptized. Yes.
It is for the
woman. But the mother doesn't go into the...
That's right.
Doesn't hold the baby while baptizing.
Because she is not allowed to take in communion, to partake in communion. Yes.
So, specific comment? Al-Shaykh, approved 21 Salah. And if a man sells his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do.
21 Salah.
Exodus.
Exodus. Yeah. اصل هي على فكره هتبقى داخله في نفس الاطار برضه يعني 21
7 if we consider what's sinful
على الشاشه يا ابو
literally about the woman not teaching in church then we should not have any girls go to a Sunday school teacher and we should not be using this verse nowadays
teaching in school teaching in church in terms of dogma in terms of
what do they teach in Sunday school.
Yeah, because Sunday school technically is not church per se. When we say church here, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Asrar.
إحنا بنتكلم عن قيادة الكنيسة وخدمة أسرار الكنيسة. لكن تخدم في the church as a building. تخدم في the church as a building. إحنا
مش. It is clear زي ما قلت إن هو it was at this specific time when the idol priestess were in the church. So why are we still?
بس
if this was only
written
for that purpose, why are we still using these verses right now?
بس يا فندم. And I was only حاجة, but like, we're gonna be very open. We're all adults here. Okay. Men look at women differently than women look at men. Right? Is that true?
No.
It's true. To an extent.
They look to an extent. Men have a different psychology. They have a different anatomy. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So when a man looks at a woman, it's different than when a woman looks at a man. So let's say we have a priest, and she's a girl, and she's cute. Okay, and she's very beautiful. Okay, I'm being very honest. I'm being absolutely honest.
The men are going to
look at her in not.
Not the same way.
Girls will never look at a guy like that. But guys, but guys, when they look at her. Men find women with authority extremely attractive. It's not
really.
It's true.
Yes.
A man sees a teacher. A man sees a doctor. Boss. Your boss. We know this. It's known that a woman with authority is attractive to a man. Sexual, okay. So, there, those are reasons. Also, reasons to say why.
I don't think Saint Paul meant this.
not in this particular instance. But the Ruh Inkil kullo. Not this instance.
I have a point. I have a question to
this
ask about that. If you are talking to someone who is not of the Coptic Church or who is not, who is very new to this information, if you tell them we don't, the women aren't priestesses or whatever because of ancient times where they were used fornication to worship idols. I'm telling you this, like, a person who doesn't know this would say, then what about Catholic priests or Protestant, Catholic priests right now that are caught for pedophilia or sexual assault? Anglican, sorry.
Yeah.
I was asked this question, by the way, Sammy, and one of my co-workers asked me this. We were traveling about 5 hours or something like that, and he asked me this question. And I said, why do you think on Christians in this area, and Muslims have the same thing, because they have also the man as a leader in their prayers. And by the way, you have a background on Jews. Jews have the same thing.
أنا ما قلتش إن ده السبب، أنا ما قلتش إن ده السبب، أنا بقول these were the circumstances اللي كانت موجودة، اللي يعني ده لو مش موجود ما كانش هيبقى فيه برضو كاهنات. يعني if there these circumstances about the idol temples, if it is not present, ده مش معناها إن there will be still the woman can be a priest. أنا بقول these were the circumstances which pushed St. Paul to emphasize that no priesthood for the woman.
No.
Not, this is not the cause.
No.
But this is the cause that pushed him to say that.
But if it was not there, then it still would be the same rule.
The same rule. Yeah. It is not the cause. ما تفهموش غلط. Please, Sammy. Not for the practice of the priests in the Old Testament and in the Gentiles. This is not the cause of forbidding women from practicing priesthood. No, it is the cause that pushed St. Paul to put النقط على الحروف. حلو دي. To put to clarify. That it is forbidden, not as a punishment, but as her nature, biologically, pregnancy, labor, lactation, and so. So many things which are not suitable for a woman to be a priest. But, هقولكم حاجة تاني بقى. This woman, which is not allowed to be a priest, she could produce for the church Athanasius, Kyrillus, and Babishoy, and Antonius. These great saints are produced through women. She could bring up some of the saints, and all the saints actually are through the bringing up of a woman, Zay Athanasius, Zay Bessel.
That's an answer to your point of the sin. I mean, like, we are not arguing what actually what's happening at that time. This is what our biblical understanding is. But it is just a kind of like what prompted support to emphasize the thing actually, the circumstances around him. But if even if we're not there, then we still have the same hierarchical church hierarchy.
First of all, I have two comments. First comment about your comment, Yefedi, is if you can open Genesis 2, Genesis 2, 13 maybe. Yeah, 18.
Yeah,
the helper is suitable thing. Where is it?
18. 20.
And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to birds of the air, blah, blah, blah. But there was not found a suitable helper for Adam. It's not that from the animals. It's like, for example, if I'm on a farm, for example, say, and I cannot find my friend. I didn't say I can't find my friend from the animals.
Yes,
yeah, I cannot find my
that's
friend.
Assuming that your friend already exists. In the case of each, it did not exist.
It's a بلاغة زي ما هو بيقول. It's not مفهوم إنه ما فيش حد. فده السبب ليه طبعا كنت بتسابونا يصحح لو كنت أنا غلطان. ده السبب ليه إن ربنا خلق حواء. إن there was no helper مش من الانيمالز. ده مبدئيا.
But what about God? Was he supposed to be the helper of Adam in the first place?
Okay.
What was he looking for though? Because it says not found. That intends, that implies that he was searching.
Okay. اللي أنا فهمه أو تسمونه يصحح لي لو أنا غلطان. All right. That آه ده ربنا وكل حاجة وقبل كل حاجة بس there has to be a day to day helper with you.
So saying that nowadays God cannot be a day-to-day helper?
No, he's a day-to-day helper.
If God is help, if God, God can be a day-to-day helper for you, this make you to يعني تستغنى عن تستغنى عن family وعن children وعن أختك وعن مراتك.
I want to say something. Excuse me. let me just clarify one point and correct me if I'm wrong. God created Eve from Adam not because he forget or why he didn't create male and female human from dust like he did with all the animals for a purpose. To my understanding, he created Eve from part of Adam that she became flesh of his flesh. They will be more tied together. That's why the church teaches us that by the marriage, they no longer two, but one. If she is created like him from dust, you will see a bit of separation. It's not very tight relation. The relation is they are one. She's part of me. And even more, they said that she was created from his side, so she's not in a higher position than him or lower. She is equal.
Don't you think you have, if God has created woman first and then created man after, would be the same language?
Yes, it is the same.
And if not,
but I would conclude by some point اللي هي في تيموسي برضو first تيموسي 2 اللي احنا كنا بنقرأ first تيموسي إصحاح 2 and the verse 15. شوفوا يا جماعة whatever the woman her knowledge, her degree, whatever, what help her to be saved and to enjoy salvation is her motherhood, not الدكتوراه او العلم او المعرفة. شوفوا بيقول ايه. But she will be kept safe, اللي هي بالعربي ستخلص. How? Through childbearing, not mere childbearing. يعني شو كل واحدة تخلف يبقى خلاص تخلص. لا. If they continue in faith and love and the holiness and sensibleness. شوفوا sensibleness اللي هي يعني هنا put a condition for a woman how to be saved, how to enjoy salvation. It is through her. A fundamental role. She may be an engineer. She may be a teacher in any university. She may be a great woman. But still, the main role, and there is a sense of motherhood in each female. In each female. حتى الراهبات اللي ما بيتجوزوش, even the nuns who do not marry, they have this feeling of motherhood and they express it through many services. And this childbearing, she will be saved through childbearing if the woman continue to bring up her children, سواء her children, direct children, or في Sunday school, or في daycare, anywhere, in faith, love, and holiness. ده بمعنى ايه؟ أقول لكم حاجة. حتى ديبرا اللي هي كانت judge وكانت leader. When she wanted to describe and to speak about herself, she said this verse. هات لنا judge. Judge 5:7. She said, I arose a mother in Israel. فين؟ 7 ولا 7؟ فين؟ 5 آه. قمت أما في إسرائيل. I Deborah arose until I arose a mother in Israel. She is expressing the most precious gift given for her, not only as a judge. She didn't mention herself as a judge, nor as a leader, but as a mother. And that's why St. Paul here speaking about childbearing with a condition if they continue in faith, love, and holiness. So I think there is a chance for every woman to teach her children and to teach in Sunday school and to teach not as a priest. وانا مش بقول كده يعني يبدو ان في misunderstanding that St. Paul اضطر يمنع يعني يحرم او يعاقب الستات من انهم يبقوا كهنة علشان ال... No, it is not the case. He was obliged to clarify the matter. In our church and even in the Old Testament, there is no place for a woman to practice priesthood, not because she is less than the man.
Okay, so I like to conclude the channel.
Yes.
I can't be dragging a lot. Okay, the thing that is God's wisdom, and God's wisdom, that's what he did. He created man first, and to make the unity, as they have said, well intact between the man and the woman, he created the woman second. Why did he create woman first and then created man second? It's his wisdom. We don't know. We cannot answer him. And today, we cannot say anything about it. And the reason he created man and woman is to create a system for the multiplication, to form all humanity. So that is his wisdom. And to this, actually, we cannot debate. We can debate from here now why this first, why this second, and all this kind of debate. But at least, actually, I feel about it. That no matter what, I cannot say as a man that I am superior over the woman. Because even in the church authorities or the church functions, we as men have been confined to the men. And that's, again, God's rule from the Old Testament. Do this, do this, do this. I cannot judge God. I cannot tell God why you said this. Today's science and today's humanitarians are disrespecting the Bible completely. And he's disrespecting all what the Bible says about the thing that's inequality. But again, it's God's wisdom. At the time that he will reveal his wisdom to us, when we go heaven or to heaven. Okay, I hope that it was a nice thing that we have a good opportunity here. I tried to get for a good person difficult questions to answer. And every time I think this one will be harder than the other. And that very soon came very well, actually, on everything. I don't know what the next question would be, but I will think of more difficult one.
Today it was Khnaa. Next time it will be sleep.
Okay. Okay, well,